Tape marker. Action.
What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
I'm Justin, aka Adosa Stir.
And I'm Dylan, aka Dylan Ethan 01.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing today?
A little disappointed just after
after your malfunction.
Second take. Yeah. This is take number two, guys. This is our review, ladies and gentlemen, of Spiral, guys. Spiral, first off, I do want to say thank you, Shudder. Thank you so much for the opportunity, man. We really do appreciate all the support and everything on getting us this press access. So I do want to say thank you for that, guys. And to start off, there's 61 days of Halloween, guys. I mean, dude, I'm ready for. Are y'all ready for Halloween? Y'all ready to get scared?
Most definitely. Oh,
yeah. Absolutely.
I'm always scared. Yeah.
Don't forget, wear your mask. And don't forget, wear your mask. You go to Haunted House, wear your mask. If they are still having them. But yeah, so let's get right to it, guys. This is our review of Spiral. We are going to be mentioning spoilers as well, ladies and gentlemen. So be aware, but we will say it before we mention anything. But yeah, let's get right to it, guys. A same-sex couple moves to a small town with their 16-year-old daughter. Shudder style, guys. It gets horrified at the very end. It's one of those movies to where that it really is going to get you. And I didn't see this coming. That's the thing. It's one of those movies that I didn't see it coming. I really didn't. I don't know if y'all did, but I didn't see it coming.
No.
Yeah. No. Right. Right. If you did see it coming, that's a little scary. We got to stop this right now. All right, let's get right to it. Justin, get us started, man. What did you think of this film, man, right off the bat?
All right. So, for those who don't know the movie Spiral itself, which I was confused at with the beginning because I thought it was the Saw spinoff Spiral. But it was completely different. So
I know you texted me too, dude.
Yeah. So nonetheless, this whole movie, like you said, same sex couple moves to this brand new town, getting away from the big city. And it's basically one of those movies that like, hey, this perfect little town ain't so perfect as it seems to be, like, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I mean, in the end, this movie did surprise me as to like how things were going to go and how things ended and everything like that. And it's one of those movies. It's, you know, it starts off right in the 90s, being pretty spot on a lot of the technology and the feel of the 90s and everything. So which I thought was an actual. Like that was a really good thing because you know a lot of movies back then who at least feature in those times like seem to mess up on a couple things here and there. I mean, this one did kind of one small minor thing or something that we probably might have not noticed.
But. Yeah. So this film was actually was made in 2019, last year. And here's the thing: I just I love the small town feel. I love this. I love just small town movies. Wherever it's set as series, mid films. Friday Night Lights is one of my all time favorite small town series. You know, it's set in Dillon, Texas. And here's the thing: you have to make me believe it's a small town. And I think this film did so well at doing so. It really did. It did at an edgy style, I guess, a retro style. I know you mentioned Dillon, a retro style. And it was very indie, but it didn't feel indie. It felt just very like half major production, half indie. And also I would say too as well is that why in the heck would people leave their doors unlocked? That's the only thing. Like it just why you we lived in the Aaron even said it. We lived in the suburbs. Dope, unlocked. Like I was just that astonished me. And then when I found out later in the film, I was like, oh wait, it's 95. Like what the heck? Like, yeah, it was just like, no one locked their doors. The garage was wide open. The one thing that was annoying the heck out of me, of course, was the lighting. It was so dark in the corners. I did not like the lighting whatsoever. Like there was just no light. Like every corner was like black, pitch black. Like anything could be there. Anyone could break in and everything was just wide open. There was no broken glass, no nothing. They just walk in. Hey, how's it going? You know, just walk into a house and steal everything. Like, it was a very different time.
But it had that correct type of lighting to where it was an older house, especially back in the, in the 90s. So in the houses supposedly supposed to be dated a lot older than what it's where it is right now,
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dylan, what's your thoughts, man? Tell me, what was your thoughts of this film, man?
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very well done. You could see in some parts where it was a smaller budget film, which I think played towards the small town thing, you know, few locations, few sets. Kept it pretty much in the same two or three houses. Very well done in that sense, though.
Here's the thing. I actually did like was I the only one guessing, like trying to fully understand what the hell was going on? Because I was just every scene where we get to the middle of the second act of the film, I'm literally like questioning Malik, what are you doing? Like, what the hell's going on? What this scene's happening here? Then it goes twists to another scene. It fragments fogginess of memories. I was tripping me out. I was just like, I'm tripping out with Malik here. I was all like, dude, what the heck is going on? You know, figuring out all this stuff. I'm not going to mention everything, of course, but it's just a lot of fragments of memory loss and everything. And it just got me questioning every scene. Were y'all questioning that too as well? Like, oh, what's going on? Or were y'all already, oh, okay, there's somebody's messing with him. And
yes and no. Right off the bat, man, just with that first, you know, when he's there by himself, you know, and he's like trying to hear all the noise and everything like that. And, you know, he hears stuff going on and he looks outside the window and he sees everybody in that next house. Right. You know, right when I saw that, I'm like, oh, it's a town full of cult, you know, like, it's a cult movie.
Oh, you see what'd you say? You see a creepy old man outside the door.
Yeah. It was kind of like predictable on what it was going to be, like at least what the whole theme of the movie was, like a cult movie, which is like, in my opinion, seemed kind of 90s to begin with, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, just that right there was kind of predictable, like, oh, okay, it's a cult movie, you know, but
yeah,
I did not get that whole, like, I don't know, like the way it all played out, you know?
Yeah.
You know, actually exceeded my expectations on a type of cult movie it was.
Yeah. Like I went in full, you know, on a clean slate. I went in not knowing, not having any expectations. And I was actually very pleased with this film. I'm not going to lie. I really was. When it came down to the climax of the film, I really did enjoy that very well, into a sense to where, like, I was entertained. I really was. And it shocked me of the ending because I didn't see that coming. And yeah, I just, you know, this movie came out of the runtime at an hour and 27 minutes, if I'm not mistaken, an hour and 27 minutes, which actually is a perfect runtime. Like, I feel like if you would have gone 2 hours, it would have been dragging. It wouldn't have played out the way it would have came out like this. I think I would have not been entertained. I would have been almost to a sense to not necessarily annoyed, but just to a sense to where, all right, this, you know, when's this? Because it didn't have a strong plot as I wanted it to have. It didn't go in depth like I wanted to. I wanted to go more darker, more in depth on the cult itself, what I wanted. But of course, this was a story about Malik and Aaron. So, I mean, I was totally for it. I was totally for that. Their chemistry together too, Malik and Aaron, was totally well done. I love the chemistry between both of them, and it was very believable. And then the daughter too. Kayla. It was very, very believable, and I really did enjoy this film. But yeah, how'd y'all feel about the runtime?
I thought it was good. We watched the whole thing, and it honestly felt a bit longer than what it really was.
Oh, dang. Okay.
I don't think that's an. I don't really know if that's a negative thing.
Oh, that's a negative to me. That's what I say. If it's a negative.
I mean, it just felt a lot longer than an hour and 27. But I enjoyed it. I thought it was a pretty good runtime. It wasn't too much. It could have been much if they would have added more.
Yeah, if they would have went into like the background of the cult, it probably.
Well, no, because that okay. So like the way they set it up, if they would have added that like towards the end of the film, it kind of would have like I wouldn't have liked it either. Like it kind of would have, because the way they were going though, because the setup is that it was going to focus on these two, on the same sex couple. Because I was all like, oh, okay, so it's going to – I thought it was initially when they brought us into this film, I thought initially they were going to explain in the middle of this. What is this? What's going on? Why are they, you know, why are they all dancing around? Why are they just – what the hell's going on? I thought they were going to explain that. And they didn't, of course. And it just, but it, you know, it's one of those things to where like, it doesn't need an explanation. Like you just, you got scared, you got creeped out. We all creeped out a little bit or not really, or.
Yeah, I would say it was, I don't know if I would say the movie was scary. It definitely made you think about things.
Yeah.
Which I guess to some people is scary if they got to use their brain. But, but no, it definitely, it makes you. There are a couple parts now that I think about it that were jump scares, which I feel like were not necessary at all.
Yeah.
But
I'll go into that. Yeah, I'll go into that. So like, I do want to mention, ladies and gentlemen, that this film does have a lot of bass and a lot of sound, not buildups, but a lot of bass and sound whenever an action scene or a horror sequence, I would say, happens where, you know, just something horror happens. Could be anything. Could just be a jump scare, like Dylan said, or it could just be like a cut scene. It goes straight into an action sequence, and it just, it's a very very loud bassy sound. Actually, I didn't mind it. I did kind of mind it towards the end, though. I was just like, oh God, okay, what's next? Or like, what's like, you get kind of annoyed a little bit. I don't know. I just, that's just me. But I'm just like, why are you using music to scare me when all I could say, the perfect example, Michael Myers, all his song is like little soft tone, like it's, or Jaws, like a little soft tone, but then it gets bigger because, you know, it's just, you know, where he's going to kill the, you know, the human. But it just, you know, I always go back to, you know, soundtracks like that. Like, it's just, you don't need a full bass on boom, like just to come out of nowhere just to scare people. Like, you need costume designs, you need the camera angles. And I already mentioned our Dylan already, the camera angles, right? Or was it David or who mentioned that?
Yeah, David had brought it up when we were watching it, that they were, the camera cuts and the shots lined up were very 90s feeling.
Okay. Yeah, so... Yeah, and then also I know you had a problem with the ending. It's not we're gonna mention a small little spoiler here, but I know you did you mention the end? Yeah,
not yet, but yeah, the tech towards the end of the movie was not completely incorrect. It just wasn't as believable as it could have been by swapping out CDs for floppy drives or floppy discs. So yeah, it would have been a little bit better, I think.
Well, see, okay, now that I think about it, I'm just like, maybe he was preparing for the future because he thought CDs were the future.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
That's a good point.
Because, yeah. I mean, he was technically in that gray area where both were around. It was like more commercial use for CDs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As opposed to like the average user hadn't really gotten their hands on it yet.
Yeah, I was questioning every scene, and I was just, you know, I was there with Malik, man. I was just like, Malik is losing the sense of reality and just what's real and what's not. He didn't, at the same time, I was just like, whenever the climax did happen, when an action sequence finally did happen, of course, the major one that Malik did, we're not going to mention it, but the major one that Malik did, I was just like, is it real? Like, did that really happen? Is he too drugged up to where he's thinking that it's happening, or it looked too unreal? And even Aaron said, oh, I'm not gonna mention that to you because that's a spoiler, sorry, but even Aaron mentioned something right before he came in, and y'all know what I'm talking about, but it was very fragmented. I feel like I was missing part of the movie in a sense, but I don't know if that's just probably the way they wanted us to think. That's the way they wanted us to, the way it was filmed and the way,
I think,
the way
that's it was exactly edited. What it was supposed to be. And I think the motel scene was meant to explain that.
Yeah.
They show you that one detail and it's kind of like, okay, exactly.
Now okay. I thought he was just tripping on acid or something, or like he's on those drugs. But yeah. Okay. So yeah. Has he questioned everything, you know? And here's the thing too, as you know, this film actually touches up a lot on, you know, on same-sex marriage, and it touches it up on, you know, just people are afraid of change, and that's what they kept mentioning throughout the film. I don't know if they mentioned
how every time, like every period in time, like people are afraid of something different,
and not necessarily same-sex marriage, because we got the end of it towards the end of the film. We got
which I called
same-sex marriage. Okay, you did call. Okay, so
yeah, he did predict that.
All right, so you know, it's not just touching up on that, but it's touching up just any change from small town feel. It really sheds light on that, and I love that. I love how it really touched up on that. I really love how it how it's just, you know, it's just kind of scary a little bit, because, you know, we're in San Antonio, Texas. If you go to East Texas, it's like a whole different era. It's just like you're in a whole different state almost. And it's just, yeah, very, very different, I'll say. but yeah. So I would say, you know, a twist of a film that gets you into a creepy mood and gets you in the spirit of Halloween, guys. So I'll say that.
I thought it was for it saying it was a twist, you know, that I thought was very, very correct. I mean, just because, like,
it was a spiral.
Thinking like, oh, it's all in this dude's head. Like, he's like traumatized.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. That's what, like,
it's completely different. It's just like,
yeah. That's why I was shocked.
Yeah. I did like that whole twist on it. Yeah. I know we all were shocked, like, towards the end. Well, okay, at least the major part. Like, we're just like,
yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. What the hell's going on? Is he tripping on acid again? But yeah. Okay. So was this the film that we deserve, guys? Can we say that? I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
Justin's gonna say no. No. If you say no, it's all good. It's okay.
I say yeah. I feel like the movie should have been named something else. I mean, obviously they didn't explain.
What would you have named it? Twisted. I'm just kidding. I don't know. What would you have named it?
I don't know, honestly. But like, it didn't explain why it was called Spiral. You know, like,
yeah.
Why, see, other than that being the symbol for the cult. I mean, you literally have to figure out for yourself.
I feel like it had to do with just the fact that it comes around every 10 years, like they said.
Might as well call it rotation or something.
Every 10 years.
Not really justifying the name, but I think that's where they were trying to go with it. No,
I get 10-year spiral. Let's name it that movie. Yeah. But yeah, okay. So yeah, we all agree to that. All right, guys, let's go to ratings. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to mention our ratings of this film. Dylan, let's start with you, man. Rating 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, 1 being the lowest. What are you going to rate this film?
I'm going to go ahead and give it a solid 7.
All right. Sounds good.
I don't want to put too low, but I mean, I did enjoy it a bit. Okay. So.
I enjoyed it as well. Me and my wife, we actually, I was trying to scare. So my goal right now is to scare my wife, and she gets pissed, angry, where she kicks me out. So, you know, I was trying to scare at times, and she got pissed off at me. And so now I have to sleep on the couch. But anyways, I'm gonna have to rate this film a 6 because it got my wife scared. But here's the thing. It was the sense of like, you're at home, even though she works from home. So like, it's to where, like, you know, it's at your home. Everything's at home. Like, I love those set films. I love those movies that happen in the home, where something crucial happens, where something horrified happens, where it just keeps coming and keeps going. And I love that, the creepiness in the home, all those camera angles and all that stuff. So I'm gonna have to give it a solid 6. I enjoyed this film. Justin?
You know what? I'll agree with Dylan. I'll give it a 7.
Okay.
And I'll give it a 7 just because of that ending. Cause it did like throw me off. Like, I guess like towards the end of the movie, it just like threw you off completely, which I liked it. I didn't fully enjoy the whole movie just because I felt like the pacing was like, the way they paced the film made it seem like if it was too long, at least for me.
Okay. No, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
Still good. I mean, yeah, I'm not gonna knock it, but yeah. And I feel like the whole cast for the movie too as well. You know, there wasn't anybody that outshined anybody else. Like, felt like it was like all evenly.
Yeah,
like,
there was no real bad acting.
Yeah.
As far as
that. Yeah, it wasn't over dramatic. It was believable. And again, I love these films that it's not predictable. And that's the thing I hate, are predictable movies where, like, oh my God, it's already, this is clearly the killer. This is definitely the killer, guys. Yeah. Scream. This is definitely the killer. Like, it's just, you know, it's just one of those things to where, like, I don't want it to be too predictable, and I don't want that. You know, I really don't. I don't want it to where, like, I guess the ending and it's just like, oh, okay, I was right. All right. Is this film over yet? Is it done yet? Or is it over? Can we shut this off already? Like, you know, you don't want to get like that. So, all right, guys, would y'all recommend this film?
I would.
I will. Yeah.
What the heck, Justin?
I'm gonna say maybe. I guess maybe just because you know, our first film that we review, you know, like amazed all of us, you know. So like right when the film finished, I said, Shudder's one for one, at least in my opinion.
Oh, one in one. And this, you know, this is their this is the second Shudder original film that we got to see. So
I still won't
starting off though. That's what I'm saying. You have to give them credit. They're barely starting off. If they already won us already with that film, the first film, like, I mean, come on, you're gonna have some wins, you're gonna have some losses. So, you know, that's the thing.
I'll put it this way. Because how you say, like, would I recommend this film? I will recommend it just because although I wasn't too fond of it. This film was a lot better than a lot of major Hollywood production films.
I can agree to that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not Halloween, because that one's still great.
Stupid movies like Valentine's Day or, you know.
Dang, that's an old school one. That's an old school Halloween. Or Cry Wolf. Remember that one?
And although I love it, you know, Leprechaun in the Hood.
Yeah. Oh my god, or Leprechaun in space? Wait, does it go in space?
Any of the Leprechaun movies. Yeah. Any of those damn movies.
But all right, guys. I do Animal City Movie Talk does recommend this movie, guys. So be sure to check it out, ladies and gentlemen. If you have not already, be sure to check it out, guys, on Shudder streaming service. And yeah, so let's get right to it.
I want to point out that they actually were nominated for Best Cinematography from the Leo Awards this year. And then last year from the Austin Sci-Fi Film Festival got a Best Feature Audience Award. So,
oh, dang, that's what's up. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, for it just coming out last, what did I say last year? No, I mean, well, it's going to be released this year, but for it being made last year, I mean, you know, one award and one nominee.
There you go, man. All right, guys. So let's get right to it. We're going to be mentioning spoilers. So if you have not seen this film, be sure to check out our other reviews, guys, at our Animal City Movie Talk. All right. So let's get right to it, man. All right. Justin, start us off with the spoilers, man. Bring on the filthy. Bring on the spoiled. Let's go. Let's get right to it.
So I guess, like, just right off the bat, after finding out that, or just like figuring out, like, oh, this is a cult movie. You know, I did like the whole, like, them trying to make it seem like, oh, you're the one that's crazy. You know, it's all in your head, and even having your partner getting turned against you. Like,
I did like
all that. And just the whole twist of like I kept saying in the back of my head, I'm like, you know, like, hey, like they're able to get into their houses just by opening the door, you know, cause it's unlocked. Mm-hmm. It's like, what are the chances that they switched out his like medication? And then we find that out that they actually switched out his medication.
Another thing, I'm surprised they don't have the cassette keys of their own, because they've rented that house, or they sold that house, I don't know how many times, and it's still happening. And the creepy grandfather, he was actually trying to help him.
Yeah,
you know, trying to help him out.
You got to remember at the end, he explained it, that it's the people that are the outsiders are the ones they put the blame on.
Yes.
Not necessarily the ones that they kill. Yeah. That's why I think the grandpa was still alive.
Yeah.
Because they killed his granddaughter and her partner.
Yeah.
But they blamed it on them as well.
On them. Yeah. So that's why it was suicide murder.
And it's the same thing with, I thought about it later with the whole daughter being a virgin thing. It was like, I don't think she needed to be a virgin to be sacrificed. I think that just made it better.
I see. That's the thing. I really think that was a setup. I really think that, because even the little, or he's not even a teenager. I mean, I don't even know what we call him, but he's obviously older. He's obviously old. The young guy, I mean, he even said, I'm gonna save that for something special. Like, I would, like,
oh, yeah, I picked up on that right away. You could ask Justin, because Justin was like, that's not real, he's not gonna turn her down.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
Said, no. I said, no, he's testing it, and then sure enough, but I don't think she necessarily needed to be a virgin. I just feel like that it made it better for them
because she was innocent,
yeah.
Yeah, dude, that was that was so,
because I think I still think that they kept the grandpa around for the fact that if they needed something before the 10 years.
Yeah.
And I think that's why they got rid of him in the beginning of the movie.
Gotcha. Here's another thing too. I do want to mention so another thing too that my wife really did like, that they didn't actually show him full on decapitating her. They didn't show that, which my wife really did like, because you get those overbearing gory films that, like, mm-hmm. I mean, they just showed him in the end, like, finishing her off. Like, that mm-hmm. was actually good, because you already knew what's happening. Like, when the door opened, when that scene sequences enters into where he's already eating, you already know exactly what happened. Her chest is wide open. Oh man, it's just rowdy. That's just a rowdy scene. I was happy that you didn't have to go into, like, almost to a sense to where, like, a Jeepers Creepers, like, it was just swallowing everything, you know, just go into, you know, and that's the thing. It's, you know, it wasn't about, I mean, it's about eating people in them, but it's not, that wasn't the main, you know, the thing. They're not carnivore. It was a cult. It was a ritual. It was a setup.
I know it didn't fully explain. It didn't fully explain, like, what their whole thing was and you know, what is their whole goal and everything, other than the fact that every 10 years they need to sacrifice somebody so that they can keep immortality.
Yeah.
But the thing that I didn't quite understand, which I'm kind of figuring out for myself, which I think they're letting you figure everything out for yourself in the end, which I'm guessing the son wasn't actually their son. I'm guessing he was a demon or shit, the devil himself, you know? Yeah. So that's what I kind of, you know, thought to myself. That's at least what the film made me think that was going on, you know, like, hey, if you give me a sacrifice every 10 years, I'll let all of y'all live. Like, that's what I kind of figured out for myself. I mean, which I kind of wish the film kind of would have kind of sort of at least touched on that. Like, hey, there's this guy and it's a, you know, it's a demon, it's a folklore god or so, you know, something like that, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly. And I just, you know, I really wanted them to touch up on the cult, but I'm kind of glad that they did, because it would have been too long of a film. Yeah. It would have been way too long of a film.
There was one mistake where they completely overlooked. They never explained the guy at the bridge.
Yeah, I just thought about that. Yeah, they didn't.
They never explained
who he was.
Was he trying to warn them? Where did he come from? Was he come from the water? He obviously wasn't an apparition if she saw it and he did too.
Yeah.
So, you know, they never explain, like, I mean, she wasn't taking the pills, so why would she be seeing things?
Yeah, exactly.
So it was just like never touched on.
Yeah. The only thing that I can think of is like, yeah, like you said, maybe it was somebody from who knew about it or something like that, or mm-hmm. I don't know. Honestly. Yeah. That's probably like, they probably meant to do something with that, but then like, they're like, ah, never mind. You know,
no, I just, it could just be left as like a cliffhanger, you know, and that's the thing. It could have just been left untold and just left like that. Or maybe they did shot a scene, or maybe it was just another cult person, you know, and maybe they could have shot.
I honestly think it was just intended to be like another scare, like the girls in the house. Like, yeah. I thought that was totally unnecessary. I get it. Like, they were. That was his mind, I think, connecting the dots between him grabbing the tapes and then him standing in that corner. Mm-hmm. I think mentally, like, that's what his brain created to explain how he got those tapes in his hand. Mm-hmm. Because he saw the tapes himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all he did was climb up there and grab them. But because he was on the pills, his brain saw the girl giving them to him.
I'll half agree with you there. I kind of think she was there. I really do.
You think so?
Yeah.
I just didn't feel like, I feel like it tried to be a couple of different kinds of horror movies.
Dylan, you don't believe in ghosts?
No, I do. I don't feel like this was a ghost movie.
Yeah, you know, no, I mean? Know. Like, yeah, yeah.
Like, it tried to be a ghost movie and it tried to be a cult movie.
Hey, you could do both. You could do both, you know.
I think in the end it was just like they meant for everything to be in his head, you know.
We could agree to that.
You know, which is always something that happens in horror films. Like, it's always one person that they get to mess with their head that ends up, you know, leading towards the climax of the film.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So let's get right to let's go ahead and talk about the very, very ending. The ending of that, Justin, you said you called it. How'd you call it, man? Tell me.
So like how they mentioned that, you know, like it's not specifically that they're targeting, you know, like same sex couples. It's,
yeah,
it's they target people, which is smart. They target people, certain types of people that everyone is afraid of. And when they mean that they're afraid of, it's, you know, what the media pushes out there to be like, hey, you know, this is going on and it's because of these type of people. So right off, like right when I thought of that, I'm like, okay, like it kind of would have been a disappointment if they would have been like, oh, it's another gay couple.
Yeah.
You know, but I, like, I was thinking, I'm like, okay, it's 10 years later. The date said 2005, 2003. And I'm like, I was like, what, yeah. Just,
well, yeah, I
like,
thought it was 2007.
No,
it was 10 years. So from 95, it was 05.
Yeah. 05. Yeah. So I was like thinking, I was like, okay, what just happened? 9/11. It was like, and after 9/11, you know, there was a hatred and a fear towards people from the Middle East.
Middle East.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. And you always got to remember, like, especially what Dave Chappelle said in his stand up, you know, it's like, you know, like it's an effed up thing and everything, but you know, like, you know, the people from the Middle East or who were Middle Eastern in during that time were victimized and they were hated upon and, you know, and everything. And then after that and before that, there was a certain group of people or a certain type of person that was hated like that. So it made sense. On like, I was just like, I'm pretty sure it's going to be like a Middle Eastern family because, you know, it's 2005, you know, like, and it sounds messed up, but you know, like, if they're going for people who the media wouldn't care if they went missing, then that makes sense.
Yeah. And that's another thing too, that I didn't make sense of that. Yeah. Yeah. And he did explain. Okay. So that's another thing too, they didn't explain as well, was that how did he come back to life?
What do you mean?
Because of his sacrifices.
Yeah. Because he's immortal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's okay. The whole thing. Like, yeah, that every 10 years,
he probably laid there on the ground for a while. Once they took him away and kind of cleaned up the party, the people who knew he was going to come back just kind of stood there and until he came back up.
That's crazy. Yeah. To live like that, like to be immortal, man. dang, that's like worse than being a vampire.
It was funny because like David had mentioned how, like, you know, as soon as he came into the house and he shot him and, you know, it looked like he killed him, he was like, oh shit, that's it, that's the end of the movie. Like, damn, that's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I was like, I was like, wait, is this the end of the film? It's really gonna end like this? Don't tell me it's gonna end like this. Is there a sequel? Is this a series? So like, man. But yeah, I was happy that it did not end like that though. I would have been mad. Yeah. But yeah. But all right, any more spoilers, guys?
No, I think I covered it. Awesome. I covered the girls in the house. That's the man on the bridge. That's what I wanted to talk about.
Awesome. All right, guys. All right, guys. Well, we will go ahead and mention our ratings one last time, ladies and gentlemen. If you stuck with us this long, I do appreciate it. Thank you for watching, guys. So let's get right to it. Dylan, what was your rating?
7 out of 10.
7 out of 10. Justin?
Same thing, 7 out of 10.
Awesome. And I was 6 out of 10. All right, guys, if you haven't already, be sure to hit that subscribe button. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan680.
Justin at Dose of Stir.
Dylan at DylanEthan01.
All right, guys. All right. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Have a good one. Check y'all later, and happy early Halloween.